brothers, sisters, and enjoyers of style and clothing, whoever or wherever you are, welcome to the fourth episode in the Care of Call podcast summer series. My name is Mikael Wallin, and as Care of Call's style advisor, as well as your host here at the podcast, I thank you so much for listening to us here again. Our summer and holiday-related journey through style and clothing-related matters has taken us to a topic that is closely related to previous episode about dressing well when you're not in the middle of a crowd. Therefore, the topic of this episode is style as an intentional choice. Many people often tell me that they wish they have more occasions to dress up. So style is partly about dressing up, but even more so about dressing intentionally. That is, dressing in a certain way simply because you really want to and have decided to do so yourself. This can sound like the most natural thing in the world, but is at the same time far from a given opportunity and simple choice for many of you out there. Expectations, opinions, and remarks from the world and the people around us dictates the way many people dress more than they would like to and are sometimes even aware of themselves. This is why we today briefly are going to address this topic specifically and put words to something that for many people can become completely transformational. To make the decision to wear the clothes you want in the situation you prefer to wear them because you truly want to do so yourself. We've earlier brushed this subject in the episode about how you dress at work and how it elevates your self-esteem, confidence, and not the least, your performance. This mindset applies to your whole life, no matter where you are or what you do. At work, you might hesitate to dress up or dress in certain ways as you want to avoid opinions or even want to avoid offending people. I think we can all agree on that clothing and style is often a hotter topic than we admit. So for instance, wearing a suit or a blazer with a shirt and tie in everyday situations, it's sometimes even more provoking than if you wore a mohawk, punk hairdo, and a studded leather jacket. Stating all these thoughts, the main issue or focal point is not mostly exactly what you wear, but with which intent you do it. If you wish you had more opportunities or situations to wear a certain type of clothes or style, it's up to you yourself to create more of those opportunities. Just like with success, style is as good as you choose to make it yourselves. Yeah, well, it takes more time to button an Oxford or chambray shirt than to pull a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, or a hoodie over your head. But it gives a completely different feeling and shows a completely different intent, and it's so worth just spending that extra little time and effort. Another aspect is that people are sometimes reluctant to wear clothes in situations where they might get dirty. We're not telling you to wear your dark wool suit while gardening, but mowing your lawn in a pair of broken-in chinos and an Oxford shirt rather than Crocs and shiny football shorts is a very refreshing and nice experience, and we strongly encourage you to try it. Do you think it's worth investing the extra time and perhaps also challenging the opinion of people around you, both friends, colleagues, and close family? Well, I can tell you from years of experience that if this is what you truly want yourself, every day not following that natural gut feeling makes you a lesser version of yourself than you have the potential to be. So don't just haphazardly put clothes on. Get dressed, and get dressed in the way you really, truly want to, and find ways to do it. So to connect this whole way of thinking to our previous episode about style when escaping the city, it's up to you to choose which clothes and style you wear in which situations. So make the intentional choice and do what you can to stick to it. It's not a statement to follow your heart. It will perhaps take some more effort, but it will most likely be exciting, and you'll be surprised how many people will notice and appreciate it as well. In turn, this will make you feel even better about yourself over time. And so from now on, every time you pick up the clothes you wear, ask yourself with which intention you do it. We'll leave you to ponder these words until next time we meet. I'm Mikael Wallin. Thank all of you on the behalf of Care of Carl for listening to us here at the Care of Carl podcast today. Until next time, stay safe and stylish.